I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
This kid always is like, he's tight. Tight. What did he say the other day? Justin Jefferson's aight.
I didn't say Justin Jefferson's aight.
No, you did.
You did,
Justin,
bro.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did, bro.
No, I did not.
You how are we both going to say you did?
I was like, bro, how about Justin Jefferson?
You just, you know what it is? You just talk. You don't like you don't listen sometimes.
Nah,
you just talk.
Justin, bro, what do you mean? He's the best receiver in the league.
I know. That's why me and Flick looked at each other and you're like, what are you talking about? You just were on your phone.
I probably said Minnesota's all right.
No, you said Justin Jefferson. You said he's all right. No, because you said I'm making a trade. You're like, I'm trying to trade something for Justin.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He goes, wow. He goes, Justin Jefferson. And you go, he's all right.
Oh, yeah. Busting balls, yeah, man. All right. Let's stop the pod. All right. Justin, delete that.
No, keep it rolling. Fuck you. Are we on the pod right now? Are we going? Oh, we're going. I could tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout.
I ain't going.
We're here. It's content podcast. I don't even know what episode this is anymore. We'll figure it out when we get there. Yeah, another internal pod. Me and you, buddy. Fuck the guests. The guests have sucked. Every guest has sucked.
That's not true.
No, I know. I'm just joking around. They've been all right, but they've been all right.
When's the Dion one coming out?
Dion? I don't know. This one's going to release after Clinton. So this is episode three.
We're probably going to get a text from him soon.
Yeah, but he texts us when he feels like it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Uncle
D. I'm saying he's going to text us being like, yo, you ain't dropping my bod?
No, I know. He's going to bust balls. I love Uncle D, but you know how he is. He's a busy guy. He's working busting with Jason balls. Tatum and, you know, what the fuck am I going to do?
And asking questions, interviewing him, you know?
Right. Yeah, we were actually really fucked up that podcast. I'm actually not looking forward to going through that and having to edit fucking mad shit out.
Damn, I got smacked.
Yeah,
that was nice. Bad. That was over at Hugh.
Hugh Lounge. Yeah, that was dope. That was dope.
Nice. It's so nice down there.
What's going on in your life, man? I just want to have a little internal pod, talk about life a little bit.
I had pho last night. I had some soup.
What's pho?
Like Vietnamese soup.
No.
Nice noodles, say, vegetables, bit of beef.
No, I never have. I know you have a lot of hot pot. You're a big hot pot guy?
Big hot pot.
Is that the same thing or is it different?
Different. How about you do it yourself? Different ingredients.
I'm big on just like the pastas, you know, the pasta, the chicken fingers, the pizzas.
Yeah, yeah. Pho's really good though. They got the
fresh
spring rolls.
I do expand my horizons a little bit. I think.
You don't like to eat Mediterranean food. You say it smells like armpits. You don't like it.
No, I never said that. I said growing up, I had this Arabic girl in my fourth grade class. She would always bring in hummus, but like it stunk so bad. So I always skeeved hummus from that day. You know what I mean? But now I like hummus. But like anytime I think of like other like foods, like I think of like people I grew up with and they just like stunk sometimes.
Yeah.
And now I'm skeeved out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
a lot of garlic will do that, especially.
I love garlic though. Garlic's good. Yeah. Garlic's good. You're just going to brush your teeth. You know what I mean?
What's going on in your life, man?
I woke up with a zit on my fucking lip right here. I don't know though, because you can't see it?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, I see it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. I got to put a pimple patch on it. I don't know why though. I mean, maybe just because we're in the gym fucking grinding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been washing my face though, and with they got the thing in the Equinox, the face cleanser.
You know what?
If that fucks up your face using that.
Yes, I use the ones that I broke out, and I'm like, you know what they do? They just refill those same bottles, so they're never changing those bottles.
So I probably shouldn't use that anymore.
That's probably why you got that, to be honest.
Maybe. Yeah.
My back is fucking so sore, Darren, buddy. Like I'm hurting.
Darren's blowing your back out.
He made me do some stupid ass rows.
Darren's blowing your back out.
No.
What happened?
Bro, you got me doing like these fucking some rows with the kettlebells like in the middle. And
I'm about to stir the pot. You like to stir the pot?
Dude, but I'm like, yo, Darren, my tailbone. He's like, no, it's good. I'm like, bro, I'm hurting, dude.
Is it just me or do you feel out of place at Equinox? Like, I feel like I don't belong there.
I feel like whenever I step in there, like I'm always, no. I
feel like there's just eyeballs on me. Like, who is this fat fuck in my gym? I make 500K a year. You're broken fat. That's what I feel like.
It's definitely an office gym. Like everyone's
like
in
finance
there.
Like blonde wife who just works remote at home with a golden retriever type gym.
It's true. Yep. And when you walk in the locker room to like get changed to go start working out, everyone's in the mirror like just brushing their hair. I'm like,
for real? They're all flexing their muscles, they're putting on lotion and just fucking, they got the body spray
it's great in there, man.
It's awesome. I love it.
Shout out to Kurt,
it's my guy. I love Equinox. I'm just busting balls.
But that's how I feel sometimes,
it's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
We met Mark Wahlberg. That was cool.
Pretty cool.
I gotta say, it was an okay experience. No, I'm kidding. It was probably the best experience we've had
since we started doing this shit. Definitely was.
That was dope. We were at Moxie's.
We're at Moxie's. Yeah, a little event over there. Moxie's a dope spot. We got to tell them what happened, though. We fucking
do it. No, we'll break it down. So Moxie's Seaport, Mark had a tequila tasting for Fletcher Azul. Fletcher, you had it before. I didn't have it till that night. It's very good tequila.
It is.
We walked in and it was packed. We got there fucking, it started at 7. We got there at 7:15. It was packed at the door.
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
Yeah, we walked in and Mark was taking pictures with people, kissing babies. I'm like, I'm not even going to go fucking try to talk to this guy. Let me just go to the bar. That's what we're really here for anyway.
We tried to like squeeze in the bar and I just hear people yelling our name and there's just crowd. We were like clogging up the waitresses.
We had Flick with us, just like three big guys trying to get through a crowd, we're all like five five and just big.
And everyone's just like looking. So I'm like, all right, let's go around. We go around to the other side of the bar and like you trying to order a drink and like I'm just on my phone. Like this is like 5 minutes as soon as we get to the other bar.
Yeah.
And yeah, you keep tapping me and I'm like, what? And you're like, yo, prosciutto. And I look up and he's like, yo, and you like give me a head nod. I'm like, that's just Mark Wahlberg. Like, where's my fucking sandwich?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, nah. It was like we made our way over to the bar and there was like some fucking yuppie dude in front of me. I'm like, buddy, move. I got to get a fucking drink. I'm overwhelmed. There's fucking a million people around me. Grab a drink. And it was funny. We were about to walk away from the bar to go sit down. Yep. And I remembered, I'm like, for all his tequila tastings, he comes and gives a speech and like he gives out shots and shit. So I'm like, let's just fucking chill. Fucking, I look up, he's walking to the bar. I'm like, oh, this is sick. So he's like saying, hi, hey, everyone with the same blank face. Hey, what's up? How you doing? And then he looks at me, kind of gives like a double take. And he walks over and shakes my hand. And I'm like, oh, he's probably shaking my hand because, you know, I'm a fan, whatever, supporter. Shakes my hand. I'm like, what's up, bro? He's like, what's up? He's like, love the videos. I'm like, damn, that's dope. I'm like, thank you, bro. Appreciate it. And then I was tapping him. I'm tapping prosciutto. He's on his fucking phone, Snapchatting fucking who knows who. Tapping, you're not looking. Mark's just sitting there like, looking at me, like, what the fuck's going on? And then you finally look up, you go, oh shit. I was impressed about to go, oh shit. And he goes, where's my fucking sandwich, bro? And I forget what happened. We have the clip up. I forget what happened.
And then,
he literally said, he's like, I'm really proud of you guys.
Yeah, for real.
Which was fucking crazy.
I'm like, damn, yeah, that means a lot. And then he walked away. He's like, go make sure we get a picture.
Yeah.
And then he gave his speech and shit. And then remembered to come back over. And he's like, yo, meet me over here. And then he brought us in the kitchen.
It was pretty crazy because after he said hi to us, he gave like a 5 minute speech. Then he was pouring out shots to everyone. So it was probably like another 10-15 minutes he was there. So in my head, I'm like, there's no way he's coming back over to us. He's busy. He's getting out of here. After he was done, he pointed at us and he was like, come over here, like to the kitchen.
How about when we walked in the kitchen though? He walks in and like the chef's like, he yells something and all like the kitchen staff's like,
Like sergeants. Like,
yo, literally. And and it was just us who walk in. And then he's like, you guys know these guys? And they're like,
crickets,
no.
Just crickets.
They're just literally crickets, bro. And I wouldn't expect that, to be honest. Like,
But it was also like the staff, like they're probably not our demographic either, though.
Yeah,
to be completely honest, though, like our demographic's like usually frat boy white guys.
How funny was that, though? Because it literally was crickets. It was mad awkward.
Usually, everyone knows us. Then in that moment, like no one knew who we were for some reason.
Huh.
But then Mark was like, you know, these are the next biggest stars out of Boston, whatever he said in the clip. And it hit different because like I told him too. I'm like, bro, we literally like make the videos honestly because of you. Like obviously life experiences, but we get so many lines just from his movies and like watching movies like Ted, The Departed, like whatever other Boston movies he's in. Like that's just all inspiration
even
from
like
what we do.
The other guys, but Will Ferrell.
The other guys,
funny,
yeah.
Bro,
it's another
like,
fucking movie. He's
Four
been in
Brothers
so many
is
movies.
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah, Four Brothers.
Have you ever seen Four Brothers? Flick, have you ever seen Four Brothers?
Yeah, The Fighter, bro. Like, how do I forget all this shit, bro? You know, Bean Shooter from Lowell. Bean Shooter, what's up, buddy? The Fighter. I forgot about The Fighter. That's crazy. But even like Lone Survivor. You ever see Lone Survivor?
No.
Shooter, that other one, the sniper.
Bean
it's
Shooter,
just, it's crazy, bro. So the fact that
he's seen Lone Survivor too, actually.
The fact that he came to us and like was like, I'm proud of you guys. Like, keep doing what you're doing. Like, you're on the right path.
Yeah,
like
Mark,
that.
So whenever you are filming and you actually directing again.
He actually said, he was like, listen, you guys are going to give me a job one day when I'm out of a job. So I'm like, all right, okay. Well, I need to follow back on Instagram first, Mark. I need to follow back on IG. Yep. And let's plan a trip to Vegas or LA, wherever you're at.
And let's do some content in a Wahlberg. That'd be good.
How about we do a workout video together too? Take me through your 4 a.m. workout. We'll go through a day with Mark Wahlberg. That'd be sick.
That'd be fucking sick.
That'd be sick. Yeah. We'll go to Wahlberg.
Actually, like we did with Gronk. Like we did with
Same
Gronk.
Thing we did with Gronk. Yep. We'll do Mark Wahlberg, Gronk. All right. So before this, like my coolest experience was obviously like our pop-up event and meeting Gronk.
Oh, that was
Mark
great,
Wahlberg trumps everything. Like I love Gronk. That was sick. But like Mark Wahlberg is from the city. Made it out. We watched his. He's the inspiration for what we do.
Those are the top three, though, huh?
How about The Rock? You know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Haven't met him yet, but
yeah, I know.
Got to talk to him a little bit. But meeting people, probably Mark Wahlberg, number one, probably Gronk, number two, and
maybe our event was sick.
Probably Pauly D. Pauly D was sick, too. Probably the top three right there for me.
The event was it, bro.
Well, I'm saying for people we met in person. I'm saying Wahlberg.
What about Waleed? He's up there.
Waleed's a pretty cool guy. Yeah. Pretty cool. He's A-list though. You know, he's out of our league. I like how you threw that one in there a little bit. That was good. I like that. Still gonna make a video with Jason Tatum. That's coming soon though.
Yeah, that is probably coming soon.
Probably Jason Tatum, maybe Brown. No, probably not Brown. I don't think he likes us.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, but I like Tatum. Tatum seems like he's a cool dude. But I would do a video with any of them. It'd be sick. I think it'd be cool to incorporate the athletes more, but I'm also realizing the further we get into this space is like, we really don't need anyone. No, like we're going to build this whole thing on our own. And I think if you have the mentality that you need help from people, you're never going
to
get anywhere.
And we're not the type to beg people. Like we'll ask people, like we ask everyone. And
I just think it's a pleasure to work with us. I think we're helping you working with us. That's not even from a cocky place. It's just, we built a community of fucking over 3 million people over the last 3 years. So, I mean, listen, if you want to hop on the train, hop on, because it's moving fast.
Because it is
moving fast. The train's moving real fast.
Fucking Mack truck.
Mack truck fast, coming straight at you. You know what I mean?
You ever rode the Amtrak?
I did. I actually, is that the one from Lowell or is that the commuter rail?
That's the commuter rail.
That's
the
commuter rail. I took the commuter rail from Lowell a couple times and I went there.
I've never been on the purple line.
Yeah, I went to UMass Lowell back in the day, one semester. Sucked,
yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't much to do there. So it was kind of like,
go to college, man.
Yeah. Drake just dropped his album.
Yeah.
How was that so far?
I've been barking the whole way here.
Barking, right?
Just that's good. I like the Bad Bunny song the most, man. I don't even understand it.
You feel like you're a little like Hispanic down, like, you know what I mean? Like deep down in your core, like you're a little Hispanic.
I mean, growing up in Eastie, bro, in public school, yeah.
Yeah, probably me too a little bit. Titi me pregunto. That's I'm excited to listen to it. I haven't listened to it yet, but we'll see. I mean, he's dropped so many bangers, I'm like, he kind of can't drop a bad album anymore. It's kind of
so
like,
talking about where we are meeting all these people, like, what was the first video we did?
The first video we did, man, the mailman video.
It's remember actually, that? All right, so the first video I hopped on doing with you, I was living on my brother's couch. That's something that's gonna like really hit when.
All right, so let's do this. So we're gonna go over a couple old videos that we made together.
Huh.
Justin's playing the deli in the fucking background. What are we doing? we're gonna go over a few of our first videos we did together. So actually the date on the mailman video was the first video we did together was February 21st, 2021.
February, damn.
Which is 3 years in February.
3 years?
Yeah.
What?
Pretty crazy. Yeah.
What?
Chad was just like, I mean, Prajut was home from the, I just keep saying it, I don't give a fuck anymore. You were home from the military. You started working at the post office and then we started doing the videos together. No, you started seeing my videos. And one day you were like, hey, if you don't want to film by yourself, just like hit me up. I'll do a video with you. I'm like, all right, cool. Kept doing videos by myself. I was like, fuck this kid. He sucks anyway. I don't want him to have what I have. And then one day I was like, nah, fuck it. I'll bring him on to what I'm doing.
What?
I'm kidding. I was waiting for you to catch up.
Wait a minute.
No. And I was like, yeah, nah, come on. Come do one. I remember it was kind of awkward at first because like I actually vividly remember when you were filming me, it was different because like I would always film on a tripod. So when you were filming me, we had to like get the angles down.
Yeah,
like it was,
the angles.
It was very, very, very different.
That's funny.
But like, where were you in life when like you did the first video with me? Like, tell them about that.
So I literally just got in the post office like 2-3 weeks. So I came back from the military September, right? You know what I mean? A couple months before February.
Yep.
Came back 9/11/2021. I had like 4 or 5 bands like saved up from the military and
bands.
I had to buy a car. So I bought a car. It's like 3 bands, three and then bands. Like I had like 2 and I was just like going to dinners, dude. Like it was just like, I didn't have a job because it was during COVID.
3 bands is 3,000 for you guys who don't understand what bands means. You know, the Gen Z talk nowadays.
Long story short, man, I was just living on my brother's couch. Gratefully let me stay there. I had nowhere else to go, especially during COVID. I'm like, no one was working. You know what I mean? I was just getting enrolled in the unemployment.
All the stimulus checks. Remember those nice stimmies?
The army was fucking me because I was making an income and like couldn't apply for unemployment.
Well, that's how they get you. They're serving your country, but it's like you're really getting just fucked raw in the ass.
Yo, bro, it's true. It's really true, man. I don't have no health insurance from it. Like I had a re-sign for more years. I didn't know that. Like, it was just like, oh, man.
Bro, even like our boy Rob, like he's been in the Air Force for how long? 7 years now. And like, he's making decent money, but it's like, you'd think he'd be making like crazy money by now, bro. Like, it's like you're really like working your ass off in there, bro. Like, he's works crazy shifts.
It's a different life.
He's in a different country, bro. Like, it's like, it's crazy. I really thought military guys like had it made, bro. Like, I really did.
Fuck no.
And that's not against anyone's in the military. It's more of just, I think they deserve a lot more than what they're fucking getting.
Yeah, they do.
But yeah, so you were living on your brother's couch, though, long story short, when we started making videos.
Yeah.
You were living on your bro's couch, and then we made the first video. So do you want to watch it? Do you want to watch it?
I think we should watch it.
Might as well just see how fucking bad it is.
It's funny, man. I was a mailman. We incorporated that.
Yeah. Let's check it out. So, Justin, how do you want to do this?
I'll just make notes of when you're talking. We'll just be reacting to it.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. This is our first time reacting to a video live on here.
Fucking ass.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. POV. Boston guy gets a different mailman.
Let me watch this.
Just that title is very POV, Boston guy gets a different mailman. Very specific. Very
different mailman. Back in the day, everyone knew their mailman.
Well, yeah, that's a thing in Boston, because you are a mailman, and it's like everyone knows the locals, at least, all know their mailman. My dad was a mailman for fucking 30 years. He, on Christmas, he used to get fucking mad gifts and shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I remember he had these lawyer people he would deliver to. They'd give him like couple $100. He'd be all lit. Like, we'd be opening up together. My dad would let me open up one. He's like, you can keep it, whatever's in it. I opened up like 100 one day. He was like, yeah, kid, give me that. Take it, open up another one.
But now it's just yuppies ordering packages. And it's just, no one gives them, like,
Amazon, buddy. Amazon's taking over, brother. All right, let's watch it. I like the headphones better. We're going to use the headphones, I think.
Oh, damn, this is fucking rap. Real trap shit.
Gunning. Can't do it. Do all of them.
I can't. No, you put me on the spot. I'll do it and just randomly.
Why? You sound like a fucking producer.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
I like this because you can hear how you sound. Like, you can hear what you're talking.
Like, I sound like Clint Spock.
How loud is this going to be, Jess? Is it going to blow my ears right now?
Real trap shit.
Lower it a little.
Tribaholics. Cannon.
All right, stop. Enough. Fucking. Nah, I can't even hear it.
Flick, get the fucking camera out of my face. Flick's just chilling.
Booth, and I'm really rapping.
You know,
you
Bonzi,
really and you ain't slapping money. You slapping.
You know, Bonzi. Read his shit. Bonzi.
Who's Bonzi Coulson? The third.
The third.
Bonzi.
The third. A Bonzi.
Suck dick.
I think Dunkin' Donuts is open. I should grab a couple of bagels.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Marciano, wait a minute. Hopefully it's not Gianna. She got the calamari beach.
Number one, I gotta say, you just jacked out of your mind. You fucking. How much you think you weigh there?
180. 180. Too many added cheese in the oven. I'm fucking starving.
Me too. Jesus Christ, look at my face.
6. Where's the mail?
Just rizzled.
What the fuck's this? I didn't know one of the Jersey Shore cast members. Where's my pal Jimmy?
Jersey Shore.
Sir, I just started Monday. I don't know who you're. Pal Jimmy is.
Look at you with the black Jimmy, fucking earrings, kid. I'm fucking chiseled. 215, jacked.
Don and Jimmy, you know him.
Guy, you just described every mailman on this earth.
What are you being, a smartass kid? What's your last name? I'll have my nephew give you a slap.
My last name's Sullivan. I don't got time for this bullshit. I got 20 blocks left.
Whatever, kid. Just make sure Jimmy's here tomorrow. Give me my mail.
You want your mail? Who the fuck are you?
Marciano. You might know my daughter, Gianna. The fuck? Where you going? Come pick this shit up!
Don't you stick to me!
Your daughter has a stinky beach, you said.
Yeah, that was
levels, man, huh? Like, really, just like, that was not good. But that got like 16,000 likes, bro. Think about that.
Damn.
16,000 likes on that. And like, look at what we're doing now compared to that.
Yeah.
Again, the concept was cool, but it was just like
just horrible acting.
Yeah, not good acting. We were a lot lighter then. We were a lot better shape then. But I was a lot more broke then too. I was broke as fuck then. So, I mean, I guess you gotta take one, give one, take one.
Yeah, you're out. Yeah, yep. You're right.
Why'd you look down at me like that?
What? I looked at the phone.
I'm right, huh? You fucking prick. You go, yeah. Looks down at me. Yeah, you're right. Yep, you are skinnier, you fat fuck.
Bro,
yep,
Yes. A lot skinnier. Like, a lot skinnier. I mean, bro, look at me. I weigh 240 now. I'm 5'6", huh? You think it's a fucking game?
That's cute.
It's a game? You think it's easy shopping for clothes?
Let's go to the next one. Yeah, shopping for clothes, kid. I can't even shop for clothes anymore. We'll go to the next one. Moving into your new apartment in Boston, be like. That's the title.
This was the second one. This one hit a million.
This one hit a million views. So let's see. This one was actually pretty funny.
This was like one of like the first ones too.
What the fuck is this, Goombot? Pocket in my spot.
This Goombot.
Hey man, I'm here to check out the first floor apartment.
Well, rule number one, no pocket in front of the house, okay? That's my spot.
That's where my father.
You want the rest of the rules? Let's go in the house.
The caption's on the screen though. It's like, what is that?
What is that?
Oh, the Cheetos and Mountain Dew. Yeah, that's my son. All he does is play the Call on Duty all day. He's a pot smoking bum.
Stole that from That's My Boy. That
right,
line.
So yep. This is your room right here. My cousin Donnie used to live in here. He actually
Donnie.
Overdosed a few days ago. God rest his soul. He's actually still in there. Come on, we didn't fucking get him out of the room yet.
What?
So that's actually a true story about my uncle who's like just OD'd in my house like probably three times. He's alive still, but. Swear to God, like my brother found him like overdosed in that room.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go to the next video. But that video wasn't bad. That hit a million views, man.
It wasn't. That was pretty good.
What's funny, I did that was like a Brandale video too. No one knows that.
Yep.
For a moving company.
I remember.
Yep. Yeah, but I think overall,
this is probably the better one though. This one also hit a million.
The scalpers.
Yeah.
So yeah. So a big thing in Boston is like people scalping tickets. So
they still do it.
They still do it, but like all the tickets are digital now, so it makes no sense.
And they're still selling the regular tickets. Like, dude, guys, we know they're not gonna get me in.
Those are legit antiques now. Yeah, those aren't even they're just scamming you all.
I actually bought them off a dude one time. Me and my buddy, we were young, we were just going to a Red Sox game and
did it work?
Yeah, they worked, but then we got there and realized like the seats were like two different sides of the row. We got fleeced. Yeah, we were just
didn't say
kids.
The seat number on the fucking thing.
Yeah, we just didn't like we weren't looking to make sure they were next to each other, like fucking morons. It was the same ticket.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we got fleeced, man. You live and learn. But now I'm doing it to the kids. You know what I mean? Nope.
No, man. I don't think that's good. I don't think that's good. Let's go to the next video. We got the scalpers video.
It's that one.
POV, scalpers outside of games in Boston.
Selling tickets! Hey, you need tickets?
Hey, man, you got tickets for tonight's game?
No, these are tickets for the Paul Malone concert. Yeah, these are Sox tickets. You want some?
No disrespect, man. I think it's Post Malone. Anyways, I'll take two tickets as close as possible.
As close as possible? Kid, I got tickets behind the plate. Row H, grandstand.
You know what's funny?
500 apiece.
Oh, 500 spankaroos, man.
Spankaroos.
I don't know if I can do that.
Well, if it helps, I got a little in my sock if you want to bump it to before the game.
That's such a good deal, man, but first, get the fuck against the wall, Boston, please!
That still looks so real, bro.
Jimmy! Call Donna!
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking call Donna. She's coming to the game with me!
You better never show your face in soccer!
Fuck!
So that was the real inspiration for the highest view video right now. The and one, the detective?
Yeah, the undercover cop one we did. Yeah, that was partly, I would say, yeah, that was like definitely like similar. Yeah, for sure, because it was the undercover cop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, so like everyone knows in Boston, the undercover cops, you got the Red Sox jersey or sports jersey on with the cargo shorts.
And just like a pair of Nikes.
And like they're undercover. I don't understand that because everyone knows they're undercover. So why are they wearing the same thing that everyone already knows they're undercover, but they're still trying to be undercover? Why is that a thing?
That's for breakfast.
I don't know. But all I know is
couple of the energy balls.
Is these videos
Frank
suck.
Yeah, they're pretty
these
rough.
Videos blow.
They're pretty rough.
I think the main thing is that we've grown a lot.
Yeah.
I think we've grown a lot.
I really
we've grown a lot in talent and weight. But we're gonna start losing the weight.
Bank account too though, man.
Bank account too, that's a good point. Yeah, bank account,
gosh.
Everything. Yeah, no, but I'm excited, man, for the future. I think the videos are fucking.
Just gotta keep,
right now, they're flowing.
Keep trying new things too.
It's funny to look back at the old ones though, huh? There's a ton. There's like I have like
there's
six more on there,
we
but
did
I don't want to
fucking. But that shows the consistency you need in trying new things that you need.
Well, it's
to
funny.
Do.
I was talking to Flick on the way up here, and like just talking again about people who are like, oh, like I need help from this person, or why isn't this person? And I'm like, bro, like, you don't know like about those videos we were doing twice a day every day, like fucking that whole year. Like built up the
and
following.
And how about even that? When I started doing my cooking videos and we were still doing those. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like really.
Really hustling.
But.
Now we have a team. So it's like it doesn't feel
we're
like.
We're trying to get.
As much. But
trying to incorporate reading mean comments.
Yeah. Actually, that was another one.
So I was just thinking of this last night. I'm like, we have three things we need to do. All right. Like we just need to work one in. Start with one. Hit the small goals we need to hit to get it started. Do it. Then when we're in the flow of shooting the deli, the pod, and then like reading the mean comments, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we'll take on the fucking live auditions, you know? We gotta slowly work it in, get into a rhythm of...
I think too, though, another thing is like, ideas are great, bro. You gotta dive into it, bro, though. Like, that's like, anyone could have a killer idea for months, but it's like, you never do it, and then it just slowly goes away. It's like... Right. You can only be so prepared for something, bro. You just got to dive into it, bro. That's something I've learned, at least. Like, you can only be so prepared for this shit.
For real.
Like, obviously, like, you got to be prepared for logistical things, like props and stuff like that, like what we're trying to do with the talent show.
Yeah, but we could even do read the mean comments right here.
I know. Yeah, no, it's not.
That's not what we'll do next week. We'll figure out what videos we're going to read mean comments.
And we'll fucking throw it on the screen and we'll fucking...
And that's it. We'll do it.
Yeah, we have a lot of podcasts stacked up, though. That's what I know.
Yep.
First and foremost, we have a ton of podcasts.
That's great. That's great.
We got like, what, six maybe?
Yep.
Seven. I mean, after this, maybe seven, six or seven. We might have to start releasing two pods a week, man.
Yep.
It might get to that point. I swear to God. If we committed to one pod, just me and you every other week.
What happens if we did like read mean comments under the pod?
We could do that, but how long are we going to do that for? How long is that segment going to be?
20, 30 minutes, but people have short spans too. Those like that. Those will hit.
Yeah, but I don't know if someone's
going to listen to a podcast. I feel like it would be face reactions too, though. Yeah, like it would need to be clips.
Yeah, clips is the main thing.
That for IG.
Yeah.
So Flick, that means you're fucking working, buddy.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? Have my ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on Cape Town too. Ooh, ooh.